Attention all WRT volunteers. The Winter Pledge Drive is fast upon us, starting Monday, February 26th. And we need you to sign up to be a pledge phone answerer. We're looking for folks to do 2 and 3 hour shifts throughout the day, starting as early as 7 a.m. Come and answer phones on your favorite show. We'll provide the training and snacks while you help with an essential service for your favorite community radio station. Sign up for a shift today by visiting WORTFM.org and clicking on the picture of the switchboard operator on the left side of the page. We'll take care of the rest. That's the Winter Pledge Drive starting Monday, February 26th.
Are you passionate about community music and local voices? I'm Jay Davis, and I'm thrilled to share an exciting opportunity with you.
I'm Tom Davis, a proud member of the programming committee at WORT. We're the heartbeat of Madison, shaping the airwaves with diverse, engaging, and community-driven content. But to keep the beats flowing, we need your help.
Since you're listening to WORT right now, you may be aware of this, but this is more than just a radio station. It's a platform for local expression, a hub for artists, and a stage for community voices. Join our programming committee and become a driving force behind what goes on our airwaves.
Whether you're into music, news, culture, or something entirely unique, we want your voice in the mix.
Visit our website at wortfm.org/programming-committee, or you can email me directly with j.davis@wortfm.org, and we can start the conversation.
WORT, where your voice matters.
Thank you. Hello and happy Sunday. You are listening to Better Living Through Show Tunes here on WORT 89.9 FM Madison. I'm your host for this week, Allison Ward. And we kicked off today's show with The Circle of Life from the Broadway musical The Lion King. This is a song, this is a soundtrack that has been playing nonstop in my house for the last at least 2 weeks, maybe longer. My husband and I decided to introduce our girls to The Lion King because their initial obsession was Moana. And if I'm honest, we were getting a little tired of it. And so we thought, you know, they're obsessed with animals. They're going to love this. Why not? And it's kind of backfired a little bit. But at the same time, like, it's just so much fun to watch them fall in love with this and then also just have so much fun with the music from the movie, and they sing along to it and they dance to it. And I was already really excited to someday bring them to this show to see the incredible puppets, but it makes me even more excited that to be able to do that with them someday. But listening to Disney nonstop, I couldn't stop for this. And so today we're going to take a look at Broadway Disney and celebrate their movies or their musicals that have either been live action or cartoons. Because, of course, they have a vast list of shows that they've done, and we've only got an hour together. So their first Broadway show that was based off of one of their movies actually was Beauty and the Beast. Their second show was The Lion King, which is still running today. And if you ever get the chance to go out to Broadway to see it, absolutely do. Or even if you're just seeing it here on the road, do it. It's an incredible experience. But they just announced that they're taking Beauty and the Beast on tour again. And I will be honest, I don't know how I feel about it. It's going to be a hit or miss, but you'll get the chance to potentially see that. They haven't announced where they're all going, but if you want to see Beauty and the Beast live, I am sure that there will be the opportunity to get to see it somewhere. I'm sure that it's going to make a stop in Chicago. I can guarantee that it's probably going to make a stop in Chicago. So you can head on down there and check out Beauty and the Beast and hear Be Our Guest live and in person.
Oh, cher mademoiselle, it is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you here tonight. And now, we invite you to relax. Let us pull up a chair as the dining room proudly presents your dinner. Be our guest, be our guest. Put our service to the test. Tie your napkin round your neck, Shelley, and we provide the rest. Soup du jour, hot or dry, why? We only live to serve. Try the gray stuff.
Oh, it's delicious.
Don't believe me? Ask the dishes. They can sing, they can dance. After all, Miss, this is France. And the dinner here is never second best. Go on and fill your menu, take a glass, and then you'll be our guest. We are guest, be our guest. Beef ragu, cheese souffle, pie and pudding en flambé. We'll prepare and serve with flair a culinary cabaret. You're alone and you're scared, but the banquet's all prepared. No one's gloomy or complaining while the flatware's entertaining. Oh, I do tricks with my fellow candlesticks.
And it's all in perfect taste that you can best. Come on and lift your glass, you've won your own free pass. To be our guest.
If you're stressed, it's fun dining, we suggest.
Be our guest, be our guest, be our guest.
It's a treat for anyone. Needing so much more than dusting, needing exercise, a chance to use our skin. Most days we just lay around the castle, flabby, fat, and lazy. You walked in it. Oops-a-daisy.
Mistaken, I think it's going to prove a rather useful one. When trying to express oneself, it's frankly quite absurd to leaf through lengthy lexicons to find the perfect word. A little spontaneity keeps conversation keen. You need to find a way to say precisely what you mean. supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. What you wanted to. When Stone Age men were chatting, simply grunting would suffice.
Now, if they'd heard this word, they might have used it once or twice.
That's right.
I'm sure Egyptian pharaohs would have grasped it in a jiff. Mm-hmm. Then every single pyramid would bear this hieroglyph. Ows!
On their mighty monoliths.
Oh, yeah?
The ancient Greeks, I'm certain, would have used it in their myths.
I'm sure the Roman Empire only entered the abyss because those Latin scholars never had a word like this.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
If you say it softly, the effect can be hypnocious.
Check your breath before you speak in case it's halitosis.
Oh, but...
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Of course you can say it backwards. We should still wicked a lie. Psipsicatsilagar for the creepus.
She may be tricky, but she's bloody good.
So when the cat has got your tongue, there's no need for dismay. Just summon up this word and then you've got a lot to say.
Pick out those 18 consonants and 16 vowels as well, and put them in an order which is very hard to spell.
S-U-P-E-R-C-A-L-I-F-R-A-G-I-L-I-S-T-I-C-E-X-P-I-A-L-I-D.
Yeah.
That was Trash in the Camp from Disney's Tarzan. And before that, we heard the Broadway musical version of Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious from Mary Poppins. Both of those opened up in 2006. And just 2 quick years later, we got our next Broadway musical based off of their movies, and that was The Little Mermaid. And so we're going to keep the energy up, and we are going to listen to Under the Sea from Disney's The Little Mermaid.
The seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right there on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things around you. What more is you looking for? Under the sea, under the sea. Darling, it's better, don't want its waiter, take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. While we devote food and the floating under the sea. Down here, all the fish is happy as up to the waves they roll.
The fish on the land ain't happy. They circle, they in the world.
But the ship, the bull is lucky. Day in for a wassup
mate. One day when the bulls get hungry,
yes, you gon' be on the plate.
Under the sea.
Nobody beat us, fry us and eat us in fricassee. We want the land folk love to cook. Under the sea, we off the hook. We got no troubles, life is the bubbles under the sea.
The hop, the place, play the bass, and they sound and sharp. The bass, play the brass, the jump, play the tub. The flute is the duke of soul. The reggae can play the links on the strings. The drum rocking out, the black fish chasing. The smells and the sprite, they go where it's at. They know that blowfish blow.
Permanent box at the Sheep's Head races.
Strummy on rye with a sour pickle.
Attention all WRT volunteers. The Winter Pledge Drive is fast upon us, starting Monday, February 26th, and we need you to sign up to be a pledge phone answerer. We're looking for folks to do 2 and 3 hour shifts throughout the day, starting as early as 7 a.m. Come and answer phones on your favorite show. We'll provide the training and snacks while you help with an essential service for your favorite community radio station. Sign up for a shift today by visiting WORTFM.org and clicking on the picture of the switchboard operator on the left side of the page. We'll take care of the rest. That's the Winter Pledge Drive starting Monday, February 26th.
Can you give me a body, yaddy, yada?
Body, yaddy, yada.
Good scotty wop.
Scotty wop.
Everybody, give it a bumpity boo.
old classics, a couple of favorites of mine. I'll get back to you in a second. Thank you.
Tale as old as time.
Thank you very much.
True as it can be, barely even friends. Beauty and look at this stuff, isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the genie who has everything? And you'll never hear the wolf fly to the blue corn moon. So whether we are white or copper skin, I want adventure in the great white, ever just the same, ever a surprise. Though he's sitting here, watch how he disappears right before your eyes. Oh.
Yes!
That was Friend Like Me from Aladdin. Just before that, we heard King of New York from Disney's Newsies. And you also heard our quick plug for joining us for the pledge drive coming up. Continue to be a friend of WORT. And if you want to come in and spend some time with us, we'd love to have you. So head on over to the website and get more information there. I've had so much fun so far with you, listening to our Disney Broadway day. And it was really interesting to me taking a look at kind of where they've gone with a lot of their shows. And I will fully admit that, like, two of the shows that I have been so excited about have never quite made that leap over to Broadway. And that's The Hunchback and Hercules. And I feel like we got the tease of it for Hercules this past season when they were at the paper mill. But they're over in Germany now, and I'm holding my breath on it, but I'm also like, I shouldn't hold my breath for too long because I don't know if it'll ever truly make that leap, but I would love to get to see it live. And so we're going to kind of round out today's show with one that made it from screen to stage, and which is Frozen. And so we're going to listen up to next for the first time in forever from Frozen. And then I had to plug in two songs from one from Hunchback and one from Hercules.
so's that door. I didn't know they did that anymore. And there's two nice ladies helping me get dressed. Thank you, thanks. For years I've roamed these empty halls. Why have a ballroom with no balls? Coronation Day is just the best. There'll be actual real life people. It'll be totally strange. Wow, am I so ready for this change? For the first time in forever, there'll be music, there'll be light. For the first time in forever, I'll be dancing through the night. Don't know if I'm elated or gassy, but I'm somewhere in that zone. 'Cause for the first time in forever, I won't be alone. Oh, I can't wait to meet everyone. What if I meet the one? Tonight, imagine me gown and all, fetchingly draped against the wall, the picture of sophisticated grace. I suddenly see him standing there, a beautiful stranger, tall and fair. I want to stuff some chocolate in my face. But then we'll laugh and talk all evening, which is totally bizarre. Nothing like the life I've led so far. For the first time in forever, there'll be magic, there'll be fun. For the first time in to dream I'd find romance, but for the first time in forever, at least I've got a chance.
Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel. Put on a show. Make one wrong move and everyone will know. But it's only for today.
It's only for today.
It's agony to wait.
It's agony to wait.
I alone, whom you can trust in this whole city. I am your only friend. I will keep you, feed you, teach you, dress you. I will look upon you without fear. How can I protect you, boy, unless you always stay in here, away in here? Remember what I taught you, Quasimodo.
You are deformed.
I am deformed.
And you are ugly.
And I am ugly.
And these are crimes for which the world shows little pity.
You do not comprehend. You're my defender.
Out there, they'll revile you as a monster.
I am monster.
Out there, they will hate and scorn and jeer.
Only monster.
Why invite their curses and their consternation? Stay in here. Be faithful
and
to
faithful.
Me. Grateful
and
to
grateful.
Me. Do as I say. Obey and stay. Remember, Quasimodo, this is your sanctuary.
My sanctuary. Safe behind these windows and these parapets of stone, gazing at the people down below me. All my life I watch them as I hide up here alone, hungry for the histories they show me. All my life I memorize their faces, knowing them as they will never know me. All my life I wonder how it feels to pass a day not above them, but part of them. And out there, living in the sun, give me one day out there. All I ask is one to hold forever. Out there, where they all live unaware. What I give, what I dare, just to live one day. Among the millers and the weavers and their wives, through the roofs and gables, I can see them. Every day they shout and scold and go about their lives, heedless of the gift it is to be them. If I were in their skin, I'd treasure every instant out there, strolling by the Seine. Taste a morning out there, like ordinary men who freely walk about there. Just one day, and then I swear I'll be content with my share. Won't resent, won't despair, old and bent. I won't care, I'll have spent one day out
there. Oh, yeah. Bless my soul, Hook was on a roll.
That was Zero to Hero from Hercules. Just before that, we heard Out There from The Hunchback of Notre Dame. It's, again, it's one of those things, I have been holding my breath on those two coming to Broadway, and I probably shouldn't hold my breath for too much longer because it's going to be a while, if ever. But I do hope that someday they do bring them to Broadway or find accessible ways to bring them even to the high school stage, because I think that they would be such fun shows to do. Hard, definitely hard. Hunchback is actually is available for high schools to do, but I think Hercules could be a lot of fun too. They, of course, have had things like, they have Freaky Friday that's in their repertoire as well, which you can see at various high schools around the state as well. High School Musical. So we've only got an hour together, so we can't cover the full spectrum, but maybe another time we'll take a look at, you know, what are some of the fun things that you can go out and see at your local theater as well. I get the chance to go see Freaky Friday up at Waupun High School in a few weeks. And so you can head on up there with me too and enjoy that if you want to. Thank you so much for joining me here on Better Living Through Show Tunes here on WORT 89.9 FM Madison. It has been my absolute pleasure to be your host. And I'm going to close out today's show with two songs. The first is Un Poco Loco from Coco, which is what Disney has announced as their most recent show that they're going to be workshopping, which is going from cartoon to stage. And I am really curious to see what they manage to do with it and really just kind of bring that to life. But it's such a quick song. And so I wanted to also share one of my girls' favorite songs right now too, to really close out the show. And from a movie that I really do hope that they think about bringing to the stage, which is Encanto. We know that stage magic can work. We've seen it with Harry Potter. And so I think that if they got the right people in the room, they could really bring that show to life. And so we'll officially close out today's show with What Else Can I Do? Have a fantastic week. Enjoy the weather and soak up the sunshine that we can have.
It's red, ay mi amor, ay mi amor. Where should I put my shoes? Ay mi amor, you say put them on your head. Ay mi amor, you make me un poco loco, un poquitito loco. The way you keep me guessing, I'm nodding and I'm guessing. I'll count it as a blessing that I'm only un poco loco.
You make me, it is just a poco crazy, the sense that you're not making,
the liberties you're taking leaves my cabeza shaking. You are just un poco loco.
I just made something unexpected, something sharp, something new. It's not symmetrical or perfect, but it's beautiful and it's mine. What else can I do?
Bring it in, bring it in.
Guitar,
bring it in, bring it in.
WORT thanks its listener sponsors and Overture Center for the Arts, presenting Eliades Ochoa on Thursday, March 7th in Overture Capitol Theater at 7:30 p.m. Eliades Ochoa, a famed Buena Vista Social Club member, coaxes the sounds of Cuba from his guitar. His songs from the School of Life